Hier hoorn dat lammet gimmel hier met alles. Hier geeft me taf. Je hoort niet nu abonnen wat die jongen deze zei schnaf chemischem ene men a minion. That the 50th year is not from the minion of Shemitim. So therefore, even though the Zman Yovel was not Noig, still we had to count the Yovel to know exactly when at least the Shemitah started. Because Yovel had to be when the whole Klai Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah, no. Shemitah, as long as it's the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, he had enough of Shemitah. But only Rabbi Yehuda the Yom, he would want to say, Shnash Chamishim, the 50th year, like of Yovel, is only Lekan Lekan, meaning true, the 50th year. But still, as far as the Shemitah goes, it's the first year of the next Shemitah. And so normally, what do you have to have a count Yovel for then? The Shemitah Sag, it would have been enough just to count the Shemitah. You don't need the Yovel. So that's the truth. That's what we said before. The count of the Shemitah, the Yovel, Havadid like Reb Yudah. Havadid that went not like Reb Yudah Shita. And therefore, not like Reb Yudah, so the 50th year is not from the Cheshbin. So if you want to keep a good count when Shemitah would be, you have to know what year was Yovel. That Yovel was not part of the count, like that's the 50th year. And then the 51st year, you first start counting over again, 1 to 3, until the 7th year. Now the most question, is it true? I was saying, for Leimonu, Shemitah and Yovel, is it true that by the second bias, they didn't count Likas Yovel, not Shemitah and Shemitah, they did count. But the truth is they didn't count Yovel, like we're saying now, since the whole Klai Yisrael was not Nazi Yisrael, then is that true? I've worked here, the Pasuk says by Yirmiyahu, that Miketz Sheva Shanim, at the end of 7 years, Tishlechu Isha Sachif, who Ivri, did you send home free, the Eved Ivri, Ashimach Lecho, that was sold to you. To Vinibo, we have a question on this, what's going on here? Miketz Sheva Shanim, the end of 7 years, we know, like said, the Pasuk says, Biavot Cheshe Shanim, a regular Eved Ivri only works for 6 years. So I can remember the Pasuk says, he went home at the end of 7 years, what's going on here? Yeah. So my answer is, V'yomer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Sheish Menimcha. And if not, a regular Eved Ivri that sold himself, the Torah says he has to work for 6 years. But the Shev, that's what the Pasuk says, Miketz Sheva Shanim, means Lenirtza. On Nirtza, the Pshat is never to have his ear now drilled through, and he works in 2 Yovel. So the Pasuk is saying now, Miketz Sheva means at the end of Yovel, it goes out free. Yirmiyahu's times here was after already, the goal is already. That Yeshiva Judah, and Rashi says this is Kamaderith Acha Golas Sancheirif. This was after Golas Sancheirif. So he didn't have the whole Klaus living in Eretz Yisrael. So Chud was no Din Yovel. So how come it says here that he went out free by Yovel? He now says, no, it could be who? This Posik, but Techocha Ksiv. If the Techocha, the Novi was giving Techocha rebuking them. Rashi says, the Komachiach Lim Yimyo. Yimyo is like warning them, telling them, Nukomalu, Hishlachtim b'yesim shanim sh'yisim chayevim, chayevim m'shalech, means the year that you were in Eretz Yisrael before, b'shan, b'zman, the first bias, when there was no Klai Yisrael there, were you mekayim then the mitzvah of Shemitah, of Yovel, like it was a chocho like. Or come another, that Novi is saying, Hishlachtim, like did you send them away? So this is that true, I will see the posting says, v'yishmu v'yishochu, and they did send away. There's Master by Yishochu that here by Yirmiyahu's times they sent away free the Avodim of an Irta. Meaning to say there was a Din Yovel that he ever goes out free. I have a clue where the whole Klai Yisrael was not there. So the answer is no. Ere Adam Rav Yechanan. Yirmiyahu Hechziran. It could be that Yirmiyahu Tata brought back Klai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. The Yishayahu ben Amon Melacholim, he ruled over them. And then later they went out again. So at that time when the Novi was saying that there was no Yovel. So the Gemara Minolim, the Hodu, how do we know that they brought them all back? So the Pasuk says, Ki Amechor El Hamemcha Lo Yoshev, means Efshe Yovel Botol, the Novi Misnabe Olov Shibato. The Novi was saying like there will come a time when there won't be any Yovel. The Rashi says, Efshe Yovel Botol, Mishagol, L'Shevet Ruvain, V'God, V'Novi. If now B'Olav Novi is saying there will be Botol, what's going on here? El Amalam, it comes to teach us like this, Sheher Zirin Yirmiyahu, that Yirmiyahu Taka brought them back, and therefore in Yirmiyahu's time they did count Yovel. Just he was warning Klai Yisrael, be careful, because there's going to be a Gola soon, and then Taka we won't count Yovel anymore. Because then when Klai Yisrael leaves Eretz Yisrael, then there's no more din of Yovel. Nevertheless, says the Minoam, how do we know to say Tishayom Melech Alem? He was the Melech over them. You see, the pasuk says Vayomer Mahatzin Halav. What is this tzion? What is this like a tzion? The Matzeva is Omer Halav Hashani Roya that I see. Vayomer the Setin An Shiir. The people of the city said Hakever Yishalim. This is the kever of the Yishalim. Asher Bom Yehuda. It comes from Yehuda. Vayikra Sadvom. Hadvom Eila Asher Tisalam Mizbeach is base kill. He said it to a base kill. So the question is, what was Yeshiel doing in base? What was he doing there in base kill? Rashi says the krob Yeshiel says, "Shishahay Yechayze lebeir avos, but he's going to destroy all the avodas of Eretz Yisrael." Or base kill, Rashi says, "Shemarcha Yisrael heisa." Yeshiel was the Melech Yehuda. So what is Yeshiel doing over there in base kill, which was in Marcha Yisrael? He was a Malchus Yehuda. And it means like this. Kesherzirin Yimiyo. When Yimiyo brought back Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, so Yeshiyo Malach Aleim, Hashem was a Malach over them. So Nechlami, at that time, they had to have the Yovel. The Nachem Yitzchak Gamal Yehok, and ended up from this passage over here, it says, the Gam Yehuda Shos Ktsir, Lechor Beshuv Yishrusami. Like Ktsir Rashi means Kotsin, the Nun is Mechlefes. It means that he would be the Malach, so Nechlami, Yeshayah became the Melech over them. So if there was no Stira and Echonami after the Golas, there was no Yovel counted in Eretz Yisrael, or at least the Dinim of Yovel weren't no. Even though they counted it, there wasn't no the Dinim. But now when Shayah brought back Eretz Klal Yisrael, at that short time, it was no the Yovel. Here now the Mishnah says, Dotei HaChatzerim, if you have a house in an ear of a Chatzer, meaning to say, Rashi says, Shein Lehem Chayma. There's no wall around the city. Before we had a special lach about a boti or rechaim. If you sell a house in a city that had a wall around it from Yeshua's times, and the lach ridge, you could only redeem it back the first year. And if you don't redeem it back the first year, you lost it. But here about a boti chatzerim is different. There's no wall around the city. So here the Mishnah says, "Noisnam lehem koyach yofa sheba boti or rechaim." It has the good, the koyach yofa, the better power of the coolest. That was said about a bote in Ori Chayma. We'll soon see what that means. The Kriach Yofa Sheba Sadis also has the Kriach Yofa of the Sadis, which does not have the special loch of Bote Ori Chayma. We had before, it's only a bias, not a sod that you can plant there. What does it mean to say? That when you go in Miyad, you're allowed to redeem it back right away, like the Bote Ori Chayma. That if you sell it, you're allowed to buy it back even that first year. The Chosh Ne Masa Chodesh. You could buy it back any time you want throughout that first year. Kibatim, just like a bias that was sold in a orichayma. See, it also has loch like an orichayma for this kula. But v'yoytzim b'yoyvul v'giroyin kesef kesadis. If you do not buy it back by yoyvul it comes back to you. Who had been b'giroyin any time you want throughout the rest of the time, you have a right to redeem it back. The Rashi says, sheminak aloy halakeach. That lakeach takes off from the price according to how many years are left to Yovel, and you buy how much it's worth back. So even though by a bote or rechayma, the loch was, if you do not redeem it back after 1 year, you lose it, that's it. But over here, in a bayis, that's in the ear of a chotzer, there's no wall around it, here you could redeem it back anytime you want. And if you don't redeem it back, by Yovel it comes back to you automatically. Hazak Mor says, Tanar Abba, what like this? The Pasuk says, Al Sodeh Yoretz Yichoshev. Rashi says, the boti achatzerim ksid is a posek by a bayis in a city that has no wall around it. It says, al sod yoretz yichoshev, means a keshev hakosel musoda, the steachuza, that the loch of selling a house there has the same loch like a field of the steachuza. Meaning to say, mas steachuza, just like a field that belongs to you, achuza, means the yashne from your father, it's yours, yoitze be yovel. If you sell it to somebody, it's a loch even. If you don't buy it back by Yovel, it comes back to you automatically. It returns back to the original owner by Yovel. Or the Geroi in Kesef. Any time throughout, you have a right to buy it back even before Yovel. If you want to redeem it back, you could redeem it back with a deduction according to how many years passed went by already. So Av Boti Chatzim, the same thing even if you sell a house in a city that doesn't have a wall around it, is the same halacha. Yoitzim by Yovel, by Yovel it comes back to the original owner. Or the Geroin Kesef, any time he wants to, he could buy it back with the deduction how many years are left to go. If so, the Gemara says, "E mas peyachuzer," just like the loch of a peyachuzer is, "Ein in the gelos of pochus mishtei shonim," that the first 2 years that you sow your field, you're not allowed to redeem it back. In a special chumra, the first 2 years you can't. It says, before about shnei tfuas, it has to stay with him for at least 2 years. So maybe after boti achatzer, the same thing, this house that you sold in the city that doesn't have a chotzer, doesn't have a wall around it, maybe also has this chumra of einim nigolim pochus mishtei shonim. You're not allowed to redeem it back less than 2 years. Maybe the first 2 years it has to stay with the kayach. Tamalemna, the pasuk says, gula tiyaloi, meaning the same miyad, says a new pasuk here of gula tiyaloi, that you have it right away. Miyad. So Mer says, hoyel is so, for the satulhem kayach yofa sheba sadais, for kayach sada, the kayach yofa sheba batim, that are giving now, the loch of a bayis in a bote chatzeris, in the coolest of both, a steyachuza, and of a bias of a sod, of a bias, yof of a babatim, is so yoch, I would have thought to say, lo yetze b'yevel, maybe if you sold it and you did not redeem it back, b'yevel does not come back to you by yevel, time lem, the posik says no clue, in this posik, by a sod, the yoch tichoshev, it says of a yevel yetze, that this, it does come back to you by yevel, b'yevel you receive it back. So Morris says, my colleague, what are you talking about? Like, what do you need a pasuk for? Like Rashi says, Meich, it says, why would I think the lo yotza b'yevel shouldn't come back to you by yevel? Why not? This bias that you sold in a city that doesn't have a wall around it, halay hukshu l'steyachuza, it's hukshu to a steyachuza. And the loch is, if you sell your field that you yashu from your father, the loch is when you sell it, you get it back by yevel. And so, l'may yitzrach b'yevel yetzei. Why do I need a special pasuk for to say that this bias comes back to you by yevel pshita? It's already a part of the hukish al sdei yoritz yichoshev that akeshna kosev l'stei achuza, that the bias in the boti or in the boti chaserim has the same loch like a stei achuza. So what do you mean the pasuk b'yevul yetzei? So Mar says, Amar Rafuna Funa says l'nitzuchah. No, we need this for l'nitzuchah. It's only necessary el l'matish bias b'boti chaserim. If somebody was matish a house. In a boti chaserim, is makdish a house in the city that has no wall around it. And begoy le acha miyad hegdish, not the owner redeemed it, but somebody else came and redeemed it. And now the locker is a pogrom by yovel. Let's say now yovel came, but shonishnia by the second year, which is a pogrom by yovel shonishnia, lekichos from the time the second one bought it, shalzeh shalocher benagizba. After the second one bought it, 2 years passed by. And now it's Yovel. So the question is, where does this field go by Yovel? Yeah, so that was again this case here where you makdish your bias. So if you would have redeemed it back, it stays by you. Now that somebody else redeemed it, we have before by your bias in by your stay achuzah, we had the locker was that if you were makdish your house and somebody else redeems it, that's all. You lose, you never get it back. Here, what's going to be by a boti chaserim, what's the locha? So the Gemara says, here we have a shayla, lemay madmislei, what do we say it's more daimit to? E le boti yorachim, if you want to say it's daimit to a house. In the Gemara, yorachim madmislei, if so ichlet led lekeach, that's the locha if you sell a house. In a boti yorachim, that there the locha is, you only have a right to redeem it back the first year. Once you don't redeem it back the first year, you lose it. So it stays by the lekeach. Rashi says, lekeach heve, why? Tochi Tanya Liel, Gola Acham Yat Hegdish, if you're Makdish your house to Hegdish, and then somebody else redeems it back, so Hegia Yodo, Lenigolo, Hoyacholot Loi. If they didn't redeem it back, it stays there, and the person has the right to keep it. So then Lokeh should keep it. So if it's Bema to Boti Yorichaima, Avadad Lokeh keeps it now. Elis Beachu's a Magnus. Elamai, you want to say it's daima to a steyachuz, and there if you makdish your steyachuz and you do not redeem it back by yevol, there the locha was, le kahanim nafka, goes out to the kahanim. Yerasha, da makdish saw the achuz of the gol acha, yotz le kahanim be yevol. So the hochi nota, that's why they stay here, shon, it's in the second year, because the poga bishonu rishaino, le yitzruch, you don't need to be yevol, yetz go out. The chimad mefer le boti yor rechoyma, even be daima to a boti, or bias no rechoyma, you don't keep it. without the lock, you have a right to redeem it back for one full year. Saturday after the year passed by. So I call upon him, he and a manashach. Either it stays by the lekeich, or else it goes, that after Shiloh. Does it stay by the lekeich, or does it go back to the kahanim? He's lekanim nafka. His loch yitzog, therefore, need a postage over there, over yoivu yitzin, no, it goes out by yoivu, to say what? It goes back to the original owner. That's the chiddush over here. That if you sell, if you mark the shehels, he marked the shehels, and about the chaserim, so loch is, when it comes back yoivu, it goes back to you, it goes back to the original owner. Maskul of Zerah, so Zerah asked the question, Maskul of Zerah, my ira gorlach, what do you have to say the chiddush is? That somebody else redeemed it. Even if nobody else redeemed it. So, what do you have to say? Because somebody else redeemed it already. Even if nobody redeemed it, also should go back to the owners. It says, Abaye says on this, no. It means, that can be. If you are Makdash your field, even though the Pasuk says, Bayervu Yetzer, but it can't go out from Hegdish alone. Because since you are Makdash it, nothing leaves Hegdish without a pidyon. So therefore, the only case would be if somebody else redeemed it. So it's not by Hegdish anymore, that the Pasuk says, when it comes Yevul, it goes back to the first owner. But if nobody redeemed it in between and now it became Yevul, it would not go out free. Because we cannot say, Shloyemu, people should not say, Hegdish Yetzer, Bloy Pidyon. For the Mar Minola, how do we know this? Ben Levi, learn out from the Ben Levi like this. It's a sword to say that something can go out of Hegdish's Rishus without pidyon. Learn out from the Ben Levi. Sheyofa koichoi bimochroi. When a Levi sells his fields, he could always redeem it back. The Rashi says, Shemochroi shagril miyad, saw the nigra shereim about the yorechayma, koidum liyemem, biyotzum yev, no one to come on. That when a Levi sells from his property, he always has the yofa koichoi. He always gets it back. He could always redeem it back also. Still, hura koicha begdeshoi. When he's marked as something, he doesn't have a good koich. Rashi says, shle yotza ble pidyon. We'll soon explain later how we know. But when a Levi is marked as his field, he cannot get it back unless he redeems it back. It is so Yisrael, by regular Yisrael. Shura koicha bememkoroi. When he sells it, he does not get it back. There are certain halachas when he can redeem it back. He doesn't get it back any time. It's only after the first 2 years he could redeem it, not the first year. And by Yabotti or Rechaim is the opposite. Only the first year you could redeem it back. If not, you lose it. So there are times that a Yisrael loses it. It's Ura Koichoi Mekoroi. If so, Einadin isn't as far as Pshita to say, Shura Koichoi Hegdeshoi. That when the Yisrael is Makdash's fields, even though it becomes Yovel, there's no way he gets it back. A field does not leave Yovel without pidyon. So therefore, the case of a Boti Chatzerim, that the Pasuk says of Bayoivu Yetzei, is talking about where somebody else did redeem it from Hegdish. And the Chiddush is, he only has a right to hold on to it until Yoivu. But when it becomes Yoivu, it goes back to the first owner. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, for us, Minolon, how do we know this halacha of Ben Levi Taka? How do we know by Ben Levi this kulus of Nechel and not by Hegdish? For us, Minolan, Titania, Vyotza Mimkar, Shemayani Afilu Avodov Metatlov Shtorov, Tamlen Mabayas. But what the Mor says, what Tanya, Vyotza Mimkar, Rashi says, Vyotza Mimkar, Ihevik Sivur, Possig says, Vashe Yigoman Alevim, Vyotza Mimkar, Vyoyvel, Levik Siv Bayas, Vemina Afilu Shtorim Metatlim, Shalevi. In Mochron Yesu, I would have thought to say, whatever the Levi sells, he has a right to get it back on Yevil. Even if he sells his Eved or his Metalkim, his Shtarov, Talmud, therefore the Pesach has to say no bias. Only when he sells a house does he get it back. Then the Pesach says, V'yir Achuzosoi, not Talmud, what do you have to say it for? Talmudim a bias, V'yir Achuzosoi. Only a bias, that's a loch that goes back to the Levium. And so, Mat Talmud was about to say Mimicher, from Maestros and Mechir selling, so we darshim him korov yoytze bechinim. Only if the Levi sells his house, then the locker is that by Yevul comes back to him, he gets it back for free. But v'yein hegdish yoytze bechinim, ela bepidyon. But if a Ben Levi was makdish his fields, that even though it becomes yovel, he does not get it back stam. He'll only get it back if he's put with a pigeon. Moshe says now, plegi the Rabbi Shia, goes on Rabbi Shia. The Yom Rabbi Shia, because Rabbi Shia says like this. Rabbi says, plegi the Rabbi Shia, Rashi says, hod Yom Rafun Liel, that the Makti Shabayis, the Boti Chaserim, someone was Makti Zalat, the Boti Chaserim, and somebody else was Goel, the Goel Achim Yad Hegdish, that Yoitzim Yodot, the Chaserim of the Bailam Biyavo. That was the Fulu Halacha before, that when you Maktish your house in a Boti Chaserim, and somebody else redeems it from Hegdish, so Bayevla goes back to the first owner. So that's not like Rabbi Shia says. Why? The Yom Rabbi Shia, because Rabbi Shia says like this. Hakol hoyu bechlal. Everybody who's in the parasha of Venosna Kesel v'kom loyim. That when you redeem something from Hegdish, whoever is poyder it, he has the right to keep it. That stays by you, the one that buys it back. Kishapot hakosu, the Pasuk says, Besodi achuzo, says, For hoyu hasodi b'tzeiso b'yoyvol chodesh l'ashem. Says in the case where you maktish you stay achuza and you do not redeem it, so lochus goes back kodesh l'Hashem, so it goes back what to the kahanim. So dashin sodhu deporiklei, sodhu deporiklei v'naf to the kahanim. Only what a field if you poider it, then it goes back to the kahanim. Mashma v'naf to the kahanim, avul hana k'rekay mekayme. But otherwise, it stays where it is. Rashi Avlhanach means by boti achetzem k'dekayim ekayim bechlav v'kom loyv lanafka miad lakeich. Therefore, it's only a chiddush by a stay achuza. Here Rashi says begreil stay achuza shel acherim miad hegdish. If somebody's pointed from hegdish a field that somebody else was makdish a stay achuza, so then the loch is by yovel it goes out to the kahanim. Only here by a stay achuza does it go away from you to the kahanim. But mashmudo but a bias of a boti chatzerim, the loch is not that way. So again, if Reuven was makdish his house in an orei chotzer, it has no wall around it. He was makdish it. Then Reuven comes along, if Reuven was makdish it, then Shimon comes along and redeems it back from Hegdish, so loch is that stays by you. That's as pasuk of the nos makes of the komloi, that when you redeem it, it stays by you loilam, does not go back to the original owner anymore. So by shidings achon yavuna. Yeah. Now, over Yovel Yotzalomali, what do I need the pasuk to say? Rashi says the Rabbi Shia. It says by Boti Chatzim, it goes out by Yovel. What do I need the pasuk for? What's it talking about? If somebody sold his house in a city that doesn't have a wall around it, or pogo by Yovel by Shonishniya, the second year came Yovel. So, this is what I need the pasuk to say, that it goes out by Yovel. That's the pasuk of a Yovel Yotzei. That what? That Lamai Matnasli, what do you say this is like? Can you sold your house, a Boti Chatzerim, and Yovel came the second year? E Laboti Yorchem, if you deem it to a bias or Yochem the Matnasli, Ichlet Len Lokeach. There we say, when if you don't redeem it back the first year, that's it, you lose it. By a Boti Yorchem there, if you sell your house, so Loch was, you have a right to buy it back the first year. But if you do not buy it back the first year, that's all, it stays by the Lokeach. So here, so if you tell me now, your moicha, your bias, the boti chatzerim, and Yovel came, says, so, why does it say, but Yovel Yotze, why should it go out? It should stay by that person. So if it's daima, the boti yorichoyim, it should stay by him. Maybe no, maybe since here there's no wall around the city, it's daima to a soda. If so, hashloma boy, it has to have hashloma. Or stay achuza, there we had, that when you sell it, the buyer has a right to hold on to it for 2 years. That was lucky for even if Yovel comes in the middle, before 2 years are up, you need Hashlama. He has a right to eat from the Paris even after Yovel another year. So I would have thought to say that maybe this bias of Boti Yorachayma is daima to a stay achuza, that if you sold it a year before Yovel, so lucky the person who cares still has a right to hold on to it for a year after Yovel. Liach Yitzhak, that's what we need to pass. No, by Yovel Yaitzei, that here no. If you sold your house in a Boti Yorachatzerim, where there's no wall around it, and then when it becomes Yovel, it goes back to the owner. But that's only a locha by Mechira, not by Hegdish. If you would have been Makdish it, and then somebody else redeems it, then you would not get it back. Now the Gemara says, Tani Gavosa de Rafuna, bring your proof to Rafuna. Ut Yusta Rabbi Shia, and not like Rabbi Shia. Why it says clearly, Ha Makdish Abayas a Boti Yorachatzerim. If somebody has Makdish his house in a Boti Chatzerim, in a city that has no wall around it. So it says, Hareiz Agur Miyad, that the one that was marked the shit has a right to redeem it right away. For Gerda Loyalim has a right to redeem it anytime he wants also. What's going to be the Golo Acham Yad Hegdish? Let's say somebody else came and redeemed this house of Hegdish, and then he gives a Yovel, it becomes Yovel for Loy Nigal. He is Choyzer Lebayalim Yovel, it goes back to the original owner by Yovel. So Kit, you see right through Afuna, not like a Vaishu, it does not stay by the second one, but it goes back to the first one. Because Golo Acham Yad Hegdish, Vigi Yovel Legola means Makdish Miyodai, is Chazeros Loy Bechinam. Automatically goes back to the original one. So the problem is a chloride to Afuna, that that's the special locha by a bote chatserim, that the house by Yovel comes back to you, even when you are makdish it. And even if somebody else redeemed it, that's a special postiko by Yovel Yetzei, by Yovel it comes back to you.